Welcome into today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Sean Kenny. Well, it's hard to imagine, but the Perry Hy-Vee is getting set for a monumental weekend as they celebrate their 40th anniversary of business here within the city limits of Perry. Now, a lot has changed throughout those 40 years, no doubt about it, from the number of managers and operators of the store to even its location. A lot of folks remember the original location right there on First Street and then the gradual move to the highway with the bypass and its current location. Lots of great memories. The Perry Hy-Vee is celebrating its 40th anniversary in Perry this weekend, and Larry Vodnik is Community Relations Manager here at the Perry Hy-Vee. And Larry, it just sounds like you've had a lot of fun going through old memorabilia, photographs, old newspaper clippings about the history of the store, because it really is rich here in Perry.
It is. Hy-Vee's done an awful lot in the community, so they've had a lot of exposure, not just being a grocery store, but through lots of other events that they've done.
What are some of the events that stood out to you as you reminisce and went through some of the old clippings, even before you were part of this store? What stood out to you?
Well, just the total involvement in the community. A lot of sports involvement, particularly with Mr. Glick. Just everything from the lighted Christmas parade, the big things he used to do down in the park to the little things, helping sponsor a baseball team or, anything. He was just, and Hy-Vee has continued to do that. He started the ice cream social that we do every year at the end of the school year for the elementary kids, and we continue that, even though he's moved on, So it's amazing the number of things. And some of the first that I realized, I contacted our corporate office and found out to my surprise that we have a historian. And I went down and met with her and found out that Perry had the first sit-down deli of any Hy-Vee. Before that, there were just delis where you could order things, but you didn't have any tables or anything. They built that little, I call it a greenhouse, that bumped out on the front of the Hy-Vee, and that was the first one. We also had the first deli van of any Hy-Vee. And so we had some firsts like that that I didn't know about. We had one of the national champion soccer awards one year. So we've had a lot of things like that. Denny Glick has gotten so many awards, I wouldn't even attempt to tell you how many of those he's gotten. And I mean, not just from Hy-Vee, but nationally from the grocery chains and everything.
And that's what's been so impressive about Hy-Vee through the years. Even though, yes, it is a corporate name, you get the local feel. And they let their local managers get involved with the community, not just in Perry, but all the employee-owned Hy-Vees, and that's what makes this such a special business.
Yeah, that's the truth. It's the store directors here have a lot of latitude in what they can do and how they do it. And Denny Glick was one of a kind, and of course, I want everybody to remember Denny's going to be back here Saturday. So if Denny ever helped you with a fundraiser or anything like that, this is a great time to come in and thank him and talk to him a little bit. And he just posted on Facebook he's bringing back a whole bunch of pictures. So I don't know whether any of these would be incriminating or anything, but we're just going to have a good time. We're inviting back all of our old employees, any of our customers, and if they've got a story to share, we're going to be doing something starting today on Facebook where if you like our Facebook page and comment something about the last 40 years, we'll put you in a drawing for a $40 gift card.
That's great. And there's so many neat memories. I mean, I could just go down the line with different stories, but I think one of the true unique events was the rooftop fundraiser. And this is organized by Denny. The Perry High School was in desperate need of a new electronic scoreboard for their track and field meets. It was required by the state. There was a shortage of funds, so Denny and Hy-Vee stepped up. And the late Leon Fox, we all were so fond of Leon, the longtime wrestling and track coach and teacher at Perry High School, came up with an idea to pitch a couple of tents right on the roof of this Perry Hy-Vee. Pat Graney, myself, a couple other folks were up there for an entire night raising money. And wouldn't you know, we had enough money to get an electronic scoreboard and some spare change after that. Those were the types of ideas when we talk about Hy-Vee being a corporate partner. Those are the types of things that have happened throughout the past 40 years.
Yeah, Hy-Vee really supports our community. Of course, right now it's really supporting our veterans. They've got some really good programs going through. I think you're going to see we got a brand new director here, and he seems like he's totally on board and going to be involved in our community. And I don't know if you'll ever be able to reach the bar. Denny set that pretty darn high, but it gives us a goal to shoot for.
So, Larry, last point. Let's get the details out. It's the 40th anniversary celebration this Saturday, Perry Hy-Vee. What can folks expect?
Well, we can come on down here. I'm going to have a video slideshow of some of the old things that I have found, and I've only been here 16 years, so I don't have the real history myself, but Denny said he's bringing back a bunch of pictures. We're going to be cutting cake at 1 o'clock, so from 1 to 3 is going to be the prime time to come on in and meet. And like I say, not just Denny, we're super glad he's going to be back, but we're also going to have some of the employees. We're recognizing our employees that have been here 25 years or more. We have seven of those people, and they have a total accumulation of 226 years of experience in Perry. And so we just picked a point, and we picked 25 years because that way they worked at the old store and they worked at the new store. And so there's going to be a lot of people that no matter where you shopped in Perry, if you shopped at Hy-Vee, you're going to see some faces that you know and recognize.
Larry, we appreciate the time. Looking forward to another fantastic 40 years in the future with Perry Hy-Vee.
Thank you very much.
Our thanks to Larry Vodnik for taking the time out of his schedule to help us celebrate the 40th anniversary of your Perry Hy-Vee. Free cake tomorrow from 1 to 3 at your employee-owned Hy-Vee in Perry. And that is today's Let's Talk Dallas County, brought to you by the Perry Fairway. This is Sean Kenny for the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.